process here heading into your senior season? What made you decide to come back? And then is
The process was a lot of questions to answer with parents, a lot of meetings, a lot of thought process. So it wasn't, there's not a couple of things that made me decide to come back. There was just a lot of different things and what I thought was best for me.
Is there a choice, like before that Point City bowl game, was even on your mind really as
no,
much?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was on my mind a little bit, but for me, I was so worried about the Poinsettia Bowl and actually school. I was actually more focused on school and football at that point than anything else. I mean, I could have cared less of thinking about that, and so I was more focused on that and getting ready for the Poinsettia Bowl.
All right, so and so, so you're back and everything, and you're the main focus. Most nationally, they're like, okay, looking at you here because there's all what you did that game and then throughout the year. A lot more attention to you, I'd say, from what offenses want to do to limit you from what you can be doing. How would, kind of two things, how would you kind of get around that and also help open up everything else for other players?
For me, I think it's to keep doing what I'm doing. And I think I've had that since for the last 2 years of people watching film and saying, oh, he's he kind of creates problems. So they do things, teams do things to try to, you know, go away from me at times. But for me, it's just to keep playing my game and stay focused, stay in tune for when it comes to my side to make the play.
What's the biggest thing you want to accomplish this season?
For me, it's just to bring that back, the winning tradition to BYU. I think it's kind of faded away for the fans, and to be able to win those big games that we've lost by 3 points or 7 points, us being on the opposite win and being able to triumph from that. And, you know, that and being, you know, just becoming a better person, those are the two biggest things, and everything else will fall into place.
You have a lot of big games on the schedule this year. How exciting is that?
It's really exciting just because you dream of playing the Texases and Boise State and Georgia Tech and being able to play those big games and the away games at Notre Dame and Wisconsin. Those are going to be awesome experiences, and I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to the challenge.
What do you also think about a defense to, like, step up perhaps to kind of, you know, so Tyler's a pretty good player. Got a lot of guys out there. Anybody else who could kind of break out a little bit more?
For me, I think the biggest person are our two inside backers. One is Juan Iunga. I think he's crazy good. He's got tremendous range. He's big, physical, long, and athletic. And to play Mike, he's perfect for it, and he's has the potential to be an NFL player. And on the other buck, Manoa Pacua, him and Tyler Beck have the chance to be very good because they're all both big and athletic. So look for them to help out the BYU defense tremendous and both our safeties. I mean, we only lose three people from last year, so everyone thinks that's, you know, just because two of them were, you know, they helped out a lot. It's, we have guys that can fill those shoes, in my opinion, and we're going to bounce back. It's just staying focused and staying hungry.
Having all those guys returning, how is that going to help you this year?
It helps us tremendously because it helps out the younger guys to, if one guy goes down, someone can fill in that spot. So it raises the level of competition through the young guys to want it more. So it just helps out the team collectively and the leadership role of how to go about the business of football and in college football. And we all have fun, and I think that's why we play the game, is to have fun. So it's going to help out.
How important is that attitude, that this is just a game, it is fun?
I think it's huge. In watching the NBA Finals, I grew more respect for Popovich, the Spurs head coach, because, you know, he was Tim Duncan in maybe one of his last season. You know, he told him that, you know, before the game seven, hey, I love you. Remember, have fun. It's just a game. I think that is, like, speaks volume, just because you get wrapped up in the whole process of, you know, championships and business and all sorts of things. And I think it's good to be reminded of it's just a game and have fun and enjoy it.
To have a successful season, what does that mean this year?
Win games, as blunt as it can be, is to win games.
With the on the offense, all the changes they've made to kind of hopefully get some more points aboard, fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
How do, going up against them, is that kind of exciting for you? Because like you said, all the close games last year, what happens? Yeah. All sorts of different things. How do you think that could help you guys out overall?
It's going to help out in a lot of different ways that maybe some of us players that have been here didn't even know it could help out in. And I think just going through the process of going against it in practice and continuing to get the conditioning at yourself at that level and to go against that fast-paced offense is good. It's going to be good for us.
What have you learned through the process of starting here at BYU a few years ago to today?
But yeah, I could go all day about that, but it's just for me, it's growing up and maturing and, staying close to the relationships that you've created with family and to tell the ones that you are close with that you love them every day and to keep moving forward, that no matter what you do, you can keep going.
Is there any particular game this year that you're looking towards? Or?
Yeah, Utah game. I think the rivalry that it sets and the emotion that's involved in that game and what's at stake this year is we don't know when we're going to play them next, so that game's going to be crazy.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.